الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: العهد الذي بيننا وبينهم الصلاة فمن تركها فقد كفر، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء کرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, each and every one of us is well aware of the significance of this Mubarak and blessed first of the one of the Ashur-e-Hurum, the sacred months of the Islamic calendar, this month of Rajab. As we mentioned previously, this month to a very large extent, one is, it's a period or time of reflection, preparation for the month of Ramadan, a time for us to become cognizant of the ephemeral and temporary nature of our life in this world, and that inexorably every one of us is drawing closer and closer to our destination, the day when we will have to present ourselves in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Interestingly, this month is also synonymous with that great and distinct mu'jiza and miracle. Many of the mu'arikhin, historians, were of the opinion that it took place in the month of Rajab. That miracle which made it clear and apparent the maqam, the status, the nobility, if you want to put it in crude terms, the stratospheric heights to which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took His beloved, the greatest of humanity, the greatest of Allah's creation, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we mentioned on the last Jumu'ah, that many mu'arikhin were of the opinion that this mi'raj, besides being a miracle, was a form of consolation to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the extent of persecution, suffering, hardship which our beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam experienced prior to this Mi'raj reached a height where the 10th year of Nubuwwat is known as Amul Huzn, the year of grief, grief over the loss of Abu Talib, grief over the loss of our beloved mother Sayyidina Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the incident of Taif, such a bodge, mountain of pressure had been put on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many mu'arikhin felt that after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared the heavens. And like I mentioned previously, occasion of Jumu'ah, it's impossible to go into details. Next week, Saturday, we'll find, to our surprise, that our masajids to a very large extent will be very full. And we'll obviously, in the many masajid, hear the details of this great mu'jiza and miracle. But, as I lamented previously, as an ummah today, when it comes to shariat and deen, we are machines. We are going through the rituals and the motions. Asbaq, sabak, lessons, haqaiq, realities. Classical example, masjid will be full Saturday night, the fajr of the next morning. The fajr of the next morning, that same masjid will wonder where the majority of the musallis have gone on Mi'raj. What was the sabak of Mi'raj? What Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought back? That realization, illa mashallah, majority of us, it will go over our heads. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِّأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah says, in these incidents which took place with Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, they are lessons. Learn these lessons. Acquire these lessons. Such a great miracle. Like I said, I'm not going to go into details, but briefly, according to some riwayat taken to the Hatim, made to lie down. This was the second or third time in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that open heart surgery takes place. Not conventional surgery like we see today. You have to go to a hospital and then a theater and then ICU, ventilation machine. Blood has to be transferred into your body, etc. No. Jibreel places his hand on the chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The chest opens without one drop of blood dripping. Two containers are brought. One container contains zamzam. The other container contains noor. According to the riwayat, iman and hikmat from Jannat. The physical heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is removed from the body whilst Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam is looking at this. This defies the laws of medical science. Allah is not paband or restricted by any laws by which He has restricted His makhluk and His creation. The heart first is bathed in zamzam. Jibreel strikes the heart opens up. Inside the heart is bathed also. And then from the second container, iman and hikmat noor is filled and filled and filled into the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The heart is closed up again, placed back in the chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Automatically the myriad nerves and vessels connect itself to the heart. Hand is placed, the chest seals up again without a single line. The preparation is now ready. Buraq is brought. Buraq literally translated means a vessel that travels very, very fast. The description found in the hadith, little but larger than a donkey, smaller than a mule, white in color. This animal obviously is capable of supersonic speeds. First incident with Shaqq-e Sadr, with opening of the chest, in this is Ishara 14 centuries ago, that a time will come when humanity will be able to perform open heart surgery. With this bringing of the buraq, what is the lesson? An animal that travels at supersonic speeds. What kind of speed? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as far as you could see was one step of this animal. In this again is indication, ishara, that humanity will reach a stage where traveling at supersonic speeds will become possible. The animal, obviously, being such a supersonic animal, it has an element of a nature of rigidity in it, and it has an element of opposition in it. So it starts shaking as an animal, a fast horse would do. Jibreel admonishes the buraq that, do you not know who is about to mount you? Ma rakibaka ahadun akrama ala Allahi minhu. There is no creation of Allah more honored in the sight of Allah than the one who is going to mount you today, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the buraq receives this admonishment, it comes in the narration, farfadha araqa, breaks out into perspiration out of the awe and azmat and dignity that it shows Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam mounts this animal from Masjid-e-Haram to Masjid-e-Aqsa. This part mentioned in Surah Bani Israel. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylam minal Masjid-e-Haram ilal Masjid-e-Aqsa alladhi barakna khawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina. Allah says, what is the purpose? To show you our signs. Through Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will show you our signs. Myriad signs. That night, the keeper of Aqsa tries to close the doors of the masjid. The doors are not closing. Sends for the carpenter. Carpenter says one of the lintels on the top has become dislodged. That is why the doors are not closing. The padri presents itself. He says, no, It has nothing to do with the lintels. Tomorrow morning you will find everything is fine. The doors will close. Tonight, impossible to close it. Why? Because this is the night when the final Nabi is going to come to Aqsa. That same Padri, receiving the letter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam many years later, accepts Islam and is made shaheed by his people. Nevertheless, Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam galaxy are present in Aqsa. Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, two rakat salah is performed in Aqsa. Imam is Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Living manifestation of that statement of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein he said, "Ana Nabiyul Anbiya, Ana Nabiyul Anbiya, I am the Nabi of even the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam." His imamat establishes two things. One, it took place in Aqsa. In this is ishara, time is going to come that Aqsa also will have to follow Kaabatullah, Baytullah. Secondly, his imamat establishes that from now till Qiyamat, لو كان موسى وعيسى حيا, even if Musa alayhi salam or Isa alayhi salam are alive, their shariat, their road to Jannah will be the shariat of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now the journey begins. What journey? Like I said, first part in Bani Israel, Surah Bani Israel. The second part, وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى ذُو مِرَّةٍ فَاسْتَوَى وَهُوَ بِالْأُفُقِ الْأَعْلَى ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّى فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَى فَأَوْحَى إِلَى عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ ما رأى ولقد رآه نزلة أخرى عند سدرة المنتهى عندها جنة المأوى إذ يغشى السدرة ما يغشى ما زاغ البصر وما طغى لقد رأى من آيات ربه الكبرى. Like I said, no time to go into the details in Surah Al-Najm. Take the time, sit with the ulama, read the authentic tafaseer, hear the details of this miracle. What a distance Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is taken. The riwayat of Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullah. One occasion, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked Sahaba Ikram, "Hal tadarun kam bayna as-samai wal ard?" O my Sahaba, do you know the distance? Do you know the distance between the earth and the first heaven? 14 centuries ago, they were prepared to place their dimag, their intellect, their conviction, their understandings, their beliefs at the altar of nubuwwat, and answered unequivocally, Allahu wa rasuluhu alam. Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam know best. 14 centuries have passed, man has been to the moon, yet this space already, even up till now, with the Hubble telescope, and with NASA, and with the millions and billions and trillions of dollars, time, energy that has been expended by the so-called intelligentsia of our time, still they are not able to comprehend the vastness of space. And whatever they are trying to comprehend also is what we call sama'ud dunya, the first heaven. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّ السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ وَحِفْظًا. Allah says, we have beautified the first heaven with stars. Stars are found only in the first heaven. سَمَاءُ الدُّنْيَا. First heaven, how vast is this? Certain indications are there, scientific. Sometimes it's conjecture, sometimes it's guesswork. It's evolving all the time. But just to give us an idea, just the solar system, the sun, 31 moons, 9 planets, 31 moons, 30,000 comets, meteors, asteroids, all in constant motion. This sun, the diameter of it, 1,391,000 kilometers. So vast is just the sun that it is said you'll be able to fit 1.3 billion Earths in the sun. And the sun is only one star in this galaxy in which we are living. They call it the Milky Way. It's a conjunction of 17 galaxies. They estimate in this galaxy, sun is one star. Diameter 1,391,000 kilometers. In the same galaxy, there is one star. Diameter is 400 million kilometers. There is one star. Diameter 1.4 billion kilometers. How vast is the space? If you travel at the speed of light, light travels at 186,000 282 miles per second, 300,000 kilometers per second. An object traveling at that stupendous speed, speed of light, in 1 year will cover a distance of 9,461,000 kilometers. This distance, 9,461,000 kilometers, is considered to be one light year. This Milky Way, one galaxy, it is estimated is a distance of 100,000 light years. In this galaxy, they estimate there are 100 to 400 billion stars. And they estimate there are another 2 trillion other galaxies in which there are so many stars. The estimation, how many stars are there? Scientists estimate, they say 76 trillion stars. Put it in layman's term, if you take the figure 7 and add 23 zeros in front of it, make it even simpler, all the grains of sand on the earth multiplied by 10 times is the number of stars that they estimate are in the universe. What is even more interesting, this is only 3 to 5% what they call the visible universe. The other 95% is made up of dark matter and dark energy. That they have absolutely no idea what is there. All this is Sama'u Dunya, just the first heaven. Rasulullah s.a.w. asked the question, do you know this distance? Sahaba, Allahu wa Rasulu A'lam. Allah and His Rasul s.a.w. know best. Nabi s.a.w. responds, Bainahuma masiratu khamsi miati sana. From the earth to the first heaven. He didn't give a distance. Ajib. The intelligence of Nubuwwat, what Allah revealed upon him. He gave the measurement in spaces of time. He said from the earth to the first heaven is a distance of 500 years. وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِّمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. One day by your Rabb is 1,000 years of this life. وَمِنْ كُلِّ سَمَاءٍ إِلَى سَمَاءٍ مَسِيرَةُ خَمْسِ مِئَةِ سَنَةٍ. First to the second, second to the third, third to the fourth, fourth to the fifth, fifth to the sixth, sixth to the seventh. Between each heaven, 500 years, 500 years, 500 years, 500 years, 500 years. وَفَوْقَ السَّمَاءِ السَّابِعَ بَحْرٌ بَيْنَ أَسْفَلِهِ وَأَعْلَاهُ مَسِيرَةُ خَمْسِ مِئَةِ سَنَةٍ. Above the seventh heaven is a sea. From the top to the bottom of that sea, another 500 years. ثُمَّ فَوْقَ ذَلِكَ ثَمَانِيَةُ أَوْعَالٍ. Then above that, Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, are eight, what was he referring to? Malak, angels. وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٌ. Eight angels, حَامِلِينَ عَرْشَ, who are holding aloft the arsh of Allah. Allahu Akbar. May all of us be sacrificed on the knowledge which Allah revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He doesn't say eight angels, he says eight mountain goats. As if he saw them. In the shape of mountain goats these angels are. Not like our mountain goats. بَيْنَ رُكَبِهِنَّ وَأَظْلَافِهِنَّ مَسِيرَةُ خَمْسِ مِيَةِ سَنَةٍ. From the knee to the ankle of each of these angels is a distance of 500 years. Muslim Sharif riwayat, أُذِنَ لِي أَنْ أُحَدِّثَ أَنْ مَلَكٍ مِّن مَلَائِكَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ مِنْ حَمَلَةِ الْعَرْشِ أَنَّمَا بَيْنَ شَحْمَةِ أُذُنِهِ إِلَى عَاتِقِهِ مَسِيرَةُ سَبْعِ مِيَةِ سَنَةٍ. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Allah gave me permission to tell you of one of these angels holding aloft his arsh, from the earlobe to the neck, normal person 6 or 7 centimeters. In this angels, it is a distance of 700 years. ثُمَّ عَلَى ذُهُورِهِمُ الْعَرْشِ. Then on their backs is the arsh of Allah. سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى. أَسْرَى means to travel at night. Masjid-e-Haram to Masjid-e-Aqsa. Scientifically, every one of us at sea level has 1 ton of atmospheric pressure descending down upon us. Quarter of a square mile is the circumference or the width of a human being. 1,000 kilograms of atmospheric pressure is bearing down upon you, like carrying a car on your back. Why don't you feel the weight? Why don't you get crushed? To mitigate the external pressure inside, Allah has created pressure in our bodies, so it cancels out. What is Allah's system? As you go higher, atmospheric pressure gets less and less and less. That is why in an aircraft, they control the pressure of a cabin. What is the reason for that? Scientists, when they tried to attempt space travel, they made astronaut suits. Interestingly, one astronaut suit costs 12 $1 million. What is the purpose of that suit? Why they wear that suit? So that as the atmospheric pressure outside gets less, if you don't wear the suit, then from inside, what was used to negate that pressure at sea level, outside it's less, as you travel higher, altitude goes higher, what will happen? Your body will explode. For Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no atmospheric suit, no space suit. Subhan, the only surah in the Quran which begins with this expression, Subhan. What does Subhan mean? Allah is pak, Allah is pure, Allah is free of what? Of physics, of chemistry, of zoology, of botany, of astrology. Earth, wind, fire, water, four basic elements, scientific laws and principles, principle of cause and effect. Allah is free of all that. Allah is free of space. Allah is free of time. Allah is not powerbound or restricted by any of the principles by which He has locked up His makhluk in an ordinary kurta and lungi taken from Masjid Al-Aqsa, first heaven, Adam alayhi salam he meets. Second heaven, Zakaria, Yahya, Isa alayhi salam. Third heaven, Yusuf alayhi salam. Fourth heaven, Idris alayhi salam. Fifth heaven, Harun alayhi salam. Sixth heaven, Musa alayhi salam. Seventh heaven, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Beyond that, taken to a point, when Allah speaks of this mu'jiza, of this miracle in the Quran, what does Allah say? We are elevating our Nabi to a point no creation of Allah has ever been elevated. Time is stopped, space is shrunk. The laws of physics and science are stupefied. Everything is brought to a standstill. And yet Allah says, Subhanalladhi Asra. What should it have been? Allah took who? Imamul Anbiya, Khairul Bashar, Imamul Muttaqeen, Nabiullah, Rasulullah. Allah doesn't say any of that. What does Allah say? Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi. Bi abdihi. What does abd mean? Slave, gulam. Should have been bi rasulihi, bi nabiyihi. Why is it bi abdihi? Sabak, lesson, ishara. If you want this ascension, if you want the heavens and the earth to be shrunk for you, if you want Allah to change the system of this world for you, what is the chabi? What is the key? Become the slave of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bi'abdihi, like Allama Iqbal said, ki Muhammad se wafatune, to hum tere hai, ye jaha cheez hai kya, lol karam tere hai, come on the wafadari, on the allegiance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, color your life on sunnah. Keeping a beard is not an insult. Keeping a beard is sunnah, wajib. Every Nabi of Allah did this. Adopting this dressing is not going against the norms of society. It's not belittling yourself. Using the miswak, coloring your life on sunnah, practicing one ada of my beloved. These are, what is this? Wallah, this is weaponry, more effective than atom bomb. More effective than anything that science or technology can do for you. To do what? To do what? What is this world? Nothing. Allah will give you the pen of taqdeer. Write down your own taqdeer. Color yourself on the mold of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the sabab. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi. Bi'abdihi. Become Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam slave. Taken to such a height, such a point. He reaches the Sidratul Muntaha. One is Bashariyat, then is Malakiyat. Even beyond that, final point, Sidratul Muntaha. Muntaha means what? End point. No permission for any creation of Allah to go beyond that. When he reaches that point, Jibreel says, Ya Rasulullah, there is only permission for you to go ahead. If I go ahead, I will be burned to ashes. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates, Qadi Ayaz rahimullah in his shifa mentions this riwayat. Faraqani Jibreel, wanqata'atil aswat, fasami'atu kalama rabbi. He says, Jibreel left me. I ventured further and further and further. There was total, complete pin drop silence, no sounds whatsoever. Naturally, being a human being, an element of fear, an element of caution entered the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of a sudden, فَسَمِعْتُ كَلَامَ رَبِّي. He said, I heard the voice of my Rabb. I heard the kalam of my Rabb. Allah address me. لِيَهْدَأْ رَوْعُكْ. Do not fear. Do not fear. Ya Habibi Udnu. Ya Habibi Udnu. Ya Habibi Udnu. That maqam, that status, that position, qurb with Allah, kamal-e-qurb. Kamal-e-qurb. Allah is free of shape and form and color and direction. This is just for our understanding. Taken to such a point, no creation of Allah had ever been. He addresses Allah, various riwayats, time is limited. Ya Rabbi ittakhadta Ibrahima khalila, wa ataytahu mulkan azima, wa kallamta Musa taklima, wa ataita Dawuda mulkan azima, wa alanta lahu al-hadid, wa ataita Sulaiman mulkan la yanbaghi li ahadin min ba'di, wa sakharta lahu al-jinna wal-insa wal-riyaha wal-shayateen. وَأَحْيَيْتَ لِعِيسَ الْمَوْتَى فَمَاذَا جَعَلْتَ لِي. Oh my Allah, he enumerates what Allah had given the previous Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. Let soften for Dawud alayhi salam, Adam alayhi salam, the chosen of Allah, Musa alayhi salam, spoken directly to by Allah, dead brought to life for Isa alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, given a kingdom the like of which no one will ever receive, jinnat, insan, shayateen, winds, subjugated for Sulaiman alayhi salam. فَمَاذَا جَعَلْتَ لِي. Oh my Allah, what have you given for me? What have you kept for me? أَوَا لَيْسَ قَدْ عَتَيْتُكَ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ. Have I not given you better than all this? أَمَّا أَنْتَ فحبيبullah, Adam safiullah, Musa kalimullah alayhimu salam, Ibrahim khalilullah alayhi salam, Isa ruhullah alayhi salam. Amma anta you, fa anta habibullah. You are the beloved of Allah. Muhammadun habibur Rahman, maktubun fit Tawrat. Muhammad is the beloved of Rahman. Muhammad is the chosen of Rahman alayhi salam. Wa Allah dhukirt. وَاللَّا ذُكِرْتْ إِلَّا ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. And from now till Qiyamah, my name will not be taken except that your name will be taken with my name. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Time is already run out. Sabak, lesson. What did he come back with? We don't know this year's Hajj will take place or not. Inshallah it will take place. Haji returns, what have you brought? Kya hadiya lekar aaya? Kya tohfa lekar aaya? Father gone 40 days, 4 months. First question the children ask. Go on some journey, first question. Such a journey. Such maqam, such status. Tomorrow, next week Saturday, masjid will be full. We'll hear about it. What did he bring back? What did he bring back? And has it ummat accepted it? Have we accepted his hadiya? Have we accepted the gift of Mi'raj? Have we even understood what is Mi'raj? Like I said, time is limited. I'm terminating on one expression of Allama Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah. Beautifully he puts it. He says, "Lil abdi bayna yadayi Allahi mawqifan, mawqifun bayna yadayhi fi salatihi wa mawqifun bayna yadayhi yawma liqai rabbihi." He says there are two occasions. I'm not translating literally, translating our understanding. There are two mirages that take place in the life of every mu'min. Allah took his Habib physically, but two occasions, two instances, when you will present yourself in Allah's court. The first instant is when mawqifun bayna yadayhi fi salatihi is every day, 5 times a day in your salah. When you say Allahu Akbar, what is happening? Every boundary, every obstacle, every distance between you and Allah's arsh is shrunk. Metaphorically, you are making miraj in your salah. You are speaking directly to Allah. So he says, That is the first one. And the second one is, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. On the day of Hashar, when each one of us will have to present ourselves in Allah's court. What does Allama Ibn al-Qayyim say? فَمَنْ قَامَ بِحَقِّ الْمَوْقِفِ الْأَوَّلِ هُوِنَ عَلَيْهِ الْمَوْقِفِ الْآخَرِ. He said, fulfill the haqq of this first standing. Kaan korka sun lena. Listen with the ears of iman. Listen with the ears of our heart. Toba karlo bhai, toba karlo, toba karlo. Dil se. From the heart, cry before Allah. That from now till I die, not a single salah will be made qada. There is no excuse for salah. The distinction between us, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the distinction between us and the kuffar is salah. فَمَنْ تَرَكَهَا فَقَدْ كَفَرْ. He said, the one who leaves out salah has made kufr. It is an act of kufr. Fatwa is different, but this is the head in the body. This is the essence of Islam, salah. Miraj samaj lena hai, to salah qabool kar lena. Make tawbah, not a single salah will be made qada. And beautify your salah, perfect your salah. Ibn al-Qayyim says, fulfill the haqq of this farz, this first standing. Huwin alayhi al-mawqif al-akhir. Allah will make the second standing on the day of judgment easy for you. وَمَنْ إِسْتَهَانَ بِهَذَا الْمَوْقِفِ وَلَمْ يُوَفِّ حَقَّهُ شُدِّدْ عَلَيْهِ ذَلِكَ الْمَوْقِفِ. And Allah protect us. Allah forgive us. Allah is very merciful. Doors of tawbah open. Pass make qaza, but going forward, have this ahad. He says, the one who will mock this first standing. 95% of the believing ummah is already away from the masjid. Those that are in the masjid, we can see what type of salah is being made. Illa mashallah. He says, mock this first standing. Treat it lightly. Don't fulfill this. And Allah protect us. Shuddid alayhi dhalika al-mawqif. He says, the second standing will be made difficult for you. We are given tuhfa, gift to Jannah, to eternal paradise, to the fulfillment of every desire we have in salah. Salah, develop your salah, cry in that salah, go into ruku, go into sajda, that if somebody is looking at you from behind, they think you're not going to wake up from that sajda. That is the type of effort we have to make, particularly in the current circumstances. Allah has given us the marham, Allah has given us the solace, Allah has given us the key, Allah has given us the comfort. Miraj qabool kar lena, to salah qabool kar lena. Miraj qabool kar lena, to salah ko kabhi qaza nahi kar lena. We want to accept this miraj. Come on to salah. Accept this miraj. From now till we die, not a single salah is made qada. Allah give us tawfiq wa afiyah.